Question?
Chris, you are?
Huh?
You are speaking English?
Yeah, speak.
Yes.
English, yes.
I don't worry.
Don't worry. Do you have a question?
This is from Egypt.
Egypt?
Oh, God.
Wow.
Yes, I am for Ala Kabir.
What?
Walk like an Egyptian.
Someone call you.
Walk like an Egyptian. Yeah?
Fuck. American fucking.
Please, no. No terrorists.
Could you repeat that? Say that again.
Excuse me, what? What'd you say?
Yeah.
Say again.
American fucking, all American fucking. But Britney Spears.
Britney Spears.
Oh,
American,
man.
Fucking Britney Spears.
No.
No?
Britney Spears is good.
Right, but fuck the rest of America.
Will Smith is good.
You like Will Smith?
Will Smith.
Yeah, let the Saber Kid come in here too. Get his opinion on this matter.
Alright, thank you. Thank you, Muhammad.
What the hell is Osama talking about?
Hey, Lesser Bricket, how's it going?
Alright, what was Osama talking about just now?
American fucking, except for Britney Spears and Will Smith.
That's a hell of a good list he's got there, representing 300 million people with Britney Spears and Will Smith.
No, those were the good ones. Those were the good ones. He said, "Fuck the rest of them."
Yeah. So that's what we have to strive for, is those two.
Right.
Yeah.
You have a question about anything? Anything on your mind?
No, you can put me down. I'll listen. If I hear something else, I'll come back up.
All right, good. Sounds good.
Well, I agree with that guy. Will Smith is not that bad of a guy. I think he's a...
No, he's definitely...
Yeah.
I mean, if...
Fresh Prince is a good show.
If there's one person in America that I would like to see not die, it would be Will Smith, you know?
Yes.
Ahmed.
Hello.
Hey.
American is good. All American is good.
All American is good. Okay, good. Thank you.
How are you?
That was nice.
I'm good. Now that I know I have your approval.
No.
No?
I think fucking is good, but friends, they fucking is bad.
Huh.
Interesting.
You make some very valid points there.
Huh. Well, thank you. We all should take after that guy. That's a good guy right there.
Yeah.
He is.
He's a great guy.
Can anyone hear me now?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, okay. Didn't know there was any bad language used on this station, but then again, I'm not used to it.
Yeah, I don't know. We we try not to, but he comes up here, you know, telling us these things.
Oh, okay, fair enough. So whereabouts are you guys from? The States or what?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yes, indeed.
I'm from Australia, in case you hadn't gathered.
Yeah.
I hadn't.
Fair enough. What time is it over there?
1.02 a.m. Eastern.
Wow,
10
nice.
10 p.m. It's 10 here.
It's 12 here.
12 in the evening, oh, okay.
12 a.m.
More or less.
12 a.m. Awesome. Yes. It's like 4 in the afternoon here.
Wow.
On Saturday.
You're from the future, then. Well, no, it's Saturday here.
Yep, from the future. Very good one.
Wow. From the future.
Like, the only way to travel into the past is by traveling from Australia to America.
You've opened my
eyes. At least some people look at it that way.
What's it like in the future? Is there flying cars?
Robots?
No, we're only a day ahead of you guys. Yeah, there's flying trees, you name it.
Have the robots uprisen yet? Have they gotten minds of their own? Have they started overrunning the human race?
Have you seen Cybermen in Doctor Who? Or is that Torchwood? One of the two. Have you watched the show Torchwood? Or Doctor Who, the new series?
No. Are those shows from the future, or...?
They're shows that have been on TV series in various countries around the world. I've been watching it. I've downloaded it.
Downloading. Wow.
Christ.
These words.
Yeah. What's that?
All these new big words I'm learning.
Download? Oh, okay. Never heard of it, eh?
No, man.
News to me.
Oh, okay. Oh. Well, makes me feel like an internet freak.
Do meals come in pills?
Sorry?
Do meals come in, like, small pills in the future?
They can do.
In the future, how do you figure out which are your vitamins and which is, like, your lunch?
You guys are hilarious.
Do vitamins come in, like, even smaller pills?
I don't know, I haven't seen...
Swallowed a steak on accident.
Yeah, would it, like, expand in your stomach instantly?
I have no idea. I'm not from 100 years away, I'm from...
What if you took, like a whole turkey dinner pill?
Wow.
I don't even know if they exist.
Oh, you're from the future, you tell us.
I'm not from that far into the future, I'm only...
In the future,
let's see, 14 hours ahead of you.
Have you figured out...
I'm only 16 hours ahead of you.
How to come back. Well, obviously you have,
yeah.
But I mean, what is the... What methods do you use to communicate with us lesser beings from the past?
The way I'm talking with you now. Over Skype.
Skype.
Skype, is that like Skynet?
It's what you're using now.
How did you do that?
Did you have to hunt down some primitive computer to do this? Because I'm sure Skype wouldn't run on your advanced technology.
Are you here to deliver a grave warning about the future?
No, not at all. I'm just here chatting.
About a grave warning.
Tell me, was Ray Bradbury right?
What?
So which part of the States are you guys from?
I'm going to go on record and just welcome our new robot overlords right now.
I'm going to second that.
Maybe we can change things. Maybe with your message we can change...
It's not too late.
When does Skynet become self-aware? Do you know?
It's like System Shock 2.
I know what you're on about.
We're obviously speaking in a dialect that's like...
Do you live in small, contained biodomes?
No, I don't understand what you're saying.
Small biodomes. Do you live in them? Concentrated biodomes.
Nah. Not yet. Not for a couple of thousand years.
Has global warming destroyed the planet? Was Al Gore right? Thank you, Danny Boy. That was... We'll stay in touch. We'll make sure we're doing things correctly.
Interesting station you guys have got.
We try.
Well, that's why we're the best.
Fair enough.
Right.
So, excuse me. What else do you guys talk about?
We talk about bikes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Exotic
fruit. Do you talk about music?
Fantasy fan fiction? If you're into that?
What?
No.
What? Are
you into much music?
Oh, yeah, music, definitely.
Yeah.
Only Dragon Force.
Oh, I love Dragon Force.
No kidding.
I listen to it all the time. I listen to it all the time, like, constantly. That's I love the banging stuff in it.
The banging. I love banging.
Yeah, that's...
You know, the,
I love the banging.
You mean, the, you know, the drumming...
Oh, yeah.
You know, the drumming in it.
Yeah, yeah, I call it banging, too. Drumming is kind of a lame term. Banging.
Okay, forget the term.
No. I mean...
Sound like they put drums in a sack and then just... Beat it all over the place.
But really fast. Really fast.
I like banging.
Hot banging.
Fair enough.
Right.
Any other kind of music you're into?
J-pop.
I like... J-pop has some good banging and some hitting.
I really like Barbra Streisand. I think she has some really great... it's very light banging. Light banging, slow banging. But it's...
No, I meant singing.
It's good. It's good.
I didn't mean banging in that way.
What? What way? No, not...
I didn't mean banging in that way.
Which
way? You know, the music that she plays.
Well, I mean, there's banging in that, isn't there? I mean, she can't...
There's gotta be banging. Most songs.
Most people don't want to see her banging.
So well, Barbra Streisand, eh? Like that? You like her?
She hired a banger. I mean, she doesn't have the talent herself to do the banging.
Nah, not at all.
She does the blowing.
Absolutely. Awesome.
She's beautiful at blowing.
You know who bangs fucking? You know who bangs really great? It's Phil Collins. Bangs like nobody else.
Phil Collins
seriously.
Is an incredible banger. I mean,
he can bang and sing at the same time.
I heard that one song he wrote was about him watching a man drown.
Nice.
Yeah.
Song by who?
And he was banging at the time.
Who's the artist?
Phil Collins.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
I know you haven't heard of him since you're...
I've heard of Phil Collins because
Have you ever used a CD?
Same.
A CD? Compact disc?
Yep.
Do they have those in the future? What do you use in the future?
Do they have them in like museums?
Blu-ray DVDs.
Oh, DVD. That's disappointing. I was hoping you'd say it like was in your, you know, little chips in your brain. Just put them in there, you know? That's just the point. We're still using DVDs in the future. That's fucking stupid. Future sucks, man.
Yeah.
What the hell? Is there grass in the future?
Shame I'm not from the future.
Huh? What?
Shame I'm not from the future. I'm only from 16 hours ahead of you guys.
Yes, they deny it. There's people, government agencies that... No. They don't allow time travel. If you get caught, you could get in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, we understand. So we wink.
Down low.
We really appreciate your warning.
I didn't give one.
Yeah, we know. We know what you mean. I'm sure you didn't.
Right. Yeah, Warren didn't give us one. Wink, wink. We got it.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Alright.
How the bloody hell does this thing work?
Are you using a complex future machine? Like a brain discombobulator?
It's probably not
going to have
a downgrade a few thousand years.
Hey, Lisa.
Yo, yeah, what's up?
Not much, man. How'd you like Danny Boy from the future?
Yeah, it's always good to hear an Australian accent to get you in the mood.
For banging.
Yeah, definitely.
Alright. I think we can call this podcast done. That was a good 15 minutes. Was starting to do.
More like 30.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I'm gonna cut out like 3/4 of it. I'm gonna skip to the part when we get to talk to Danny Boy.
Well, save some room for. Okay. Yeah, save some room for fucking Americans or whatever he was saying.
Oh yeah, right. That too. Well, that's great. Yeah. We have plenty of time. Might even be able to buy it to two. All right, everyone. Thank you. Bye.
You guys,
bye.